Today, what could be the worst winter storm to hit parts of the East Coast if the models hold true? The D.C. area will be in the bullseye. Philly, New York, Boston could also get buried. Snowfall in a 24-hour period could top the so-called Knickerbocker storm. That's D.C.'s worst on record in 1922, named after a theater where a roof collapsed, killing 100 people inside. In more recent memory, there was Snowpocalypse and Snowmageddon in 2010. Both storms, just days apart, crippled the Northeast. CNN meteorologist Tom Sater is tracking what's to come in the Severe Weather Center. Tom, how confident are you that this is going to be one for the history books?
Jake. Here's a word of advice. I know you've got shows the rest of the week and your show on Sunday. Pack more than a weekend bag. The Knickerbocker storm dropped 28 inches, and this could be more. I spent 10 years in D.C., and usually Washington's on that rain-snow line. But we've got a blizzard watch from Leesburg to Frederick, down to Fredericksburg, over to Mechanicsville, to Annapolis, Baltimore, up north to Aberdeen. It's going to come down. But it's more than just a blizzard watch. All of the watches in blue here, winter storm watch, will change the warnings. Several states are involved in this, some getting severe weathers, tornadoes in the south. Significant icing starts tomorrow. Now, there's a little batch of some light snow that's just a precursor. Just to remind you, buy the loaves of bread now, and if you want to, go out and get that shovel. But for some, it's going to take much more than that. The storm is moving out of Colorado, and here it comes. It comes down to Colorado. Tomorrow, the icing starts to take shape in parts of Oklahoma and Arkansas. Significant icing around Memphis. Then it's the Commonwealth of Kentucky, ice. A third of an inch, maybe a half an inch in parts of the Carolinas. Then the snow picks up. This is mainly Friday night into around midday Saturday. But as the energy kicks off the coast, Jake, it's the winds. 35 mile per hour sustained winds to get a blizzard. But we're talking 50, 55, 60 mile per hour wind gusts. Full moon Saturday, high tide Saturday, coastal erosion, coastal flooding. The storm moves up. Now, there's going to be a dramatic cutoff on the snow around New York City. So even if it's just 10, 15, 20 miles north compared to south of New York, we're going to find out what we're talking about as far as the snow. The computer models have been in great agreement this week, and I've never seen any of them really quite consistent. This bullseye you see here is over 36 inches. Here's the Knickerbocker storm of 28. But let me show you this, Jake. As you come out here, what our computer models are now talking about. When you look at the American model in Washington, D.C., 32 inches, New York by Sunday, 10, and Boston, 2 degrees. It's staggering if this holds true.
Well, okay, so let me ask you this. If the models change, is it possible D.C. won't be the bullseye?
Right now, the consistency has been so great that we still think that the bullseye will be areas of central and northern Virginia, the whole Delmarva area. The one issue that we may see change is how much snow New York City gets. Because 50 miles to the north, nothing. A little bit more to the south, and a lot more. So again, get ready, Jake. This one's going to be one for the record book.
Well, my kids are excited. I am not. Tom Sater, thank you so much.